of a compact. Test Mishnah Beis. Gazel behema v'hiskinu. He stole an animal and it got older. Avadim v'hiskinu. He stole avadim and they became older. And they weren't worth the same amount. Mishalim k'shasak zeli. He still pays by the shasak zela. Because there was a change. And also, just like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, it's a shinu she'nechoz l'briyaso. You can't make it go back to the way it was. Can't teach an old dog to become a new dog. And therefore, the shinui doesn't have to be done by the gazlan. It happened by itself. They just got older. And he was kind of with that. And he only has to pay kishas agzela, the time that he stole it. Rabbi Meir omer b'avadim omer lo haresh al chalef anachar. Meir says, difference with avadim. Avadim are like karka. And karka is always in the reshus of the initial owner. Because Rabbi Meir holds, karka, when a person steals karka, you never really took it out of the person's reshus. So, for example, there was a tsunami, and it destroyed everybody's karka. You could just say, here, I didn't do anything to your karka. It's your karka. I never took it from you. I'm giving it back to you. And you wouldn't be chayv to give him anything. So, too, with an eved, since an eved is like karka, he can say, harei shalcha lefenecha, here's your eved. You could take his cane, too. And the Rav actually says that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir here. Gozel matbeah v'nistak. If he steals a coin and it cracks, peiros v'hirkivu, or fruits and they rot. Here, Tosyantiv is medayik l'fi the Rav, that it means that all of the fruits rot. Because if some of the fruits rot, that's just a regular derech. That's not called a shinoi. Here, it's all the fruits rotted. Yayin v'hichmetzer, he steals wine and becomes vinegar. Mishalim kishasak zela. There's a shinoi here, and he has to pay back what it was worth kishasak zela. Matpeah v'nifsel, but what if you have a coin that just became possible to use here? Yeah, it could be used in a different country, but the currency can't be used in this country. Truma v'nitme, so truma became tameh. Chametz v'avrelav ha-pesach, or chametz, and it went through Pesach, so now it's aser b'hanah. Behema v'nevda b'avera, or behema that there was an avera done to it, whether by a human being cohabitating with it, or somebody bowed down to it, l'shem avodah zarah, and it becomes possible for a carbon. This, by the way, is with one aid. One witness, because if it's two witnesses, then it's a shor haniskel, or same thing. And that we're going to see later, that's included also here. O shenifsalam me'al gabi ha-mizbeach, or became pusel to bring on the gabi ha-mizbeach, like it had a mum that wasn't so nicker, like something in the eye that you couldn't clearly see, that it had a blemish. O shahaisa yotzeis lisakel, or it was a shor haniskel, where based in paskind, with after two edim, that it was chayiv skila. All these, since there's no physical change in the animal, there's a status change, but there's no physical change in the animal, the gazlan can always say, he can say, here, take it back. Because the Mishnah is holding that a hezek she'enu nikar lav shmei hezek. A hezek that's not apparent, physically apparent, a damage, that's not called a hezek. And he can just say, I'm giving it to you the same way it was. Because when you look at it through the naked eye, nothing has changed. Yes, it may be usur for a different reason, and the value is worth nothing, but the actual animal is still the same, and he can tell him, I'm still being mekayem v'heshevis agzela shagazel, here's the actual thing, take it back.